When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done. The show.
It's the Mike Cal, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Ooh, I got hiccups. Another opportunity to win $1,000 coming up in less than an hour. At 10 o'clock, we'll give you the next keyword. Then another one at 12, 2, and 5 today. Can you hear it? Text, and your chance to win $1,000. Before the break, we were talking about a video that went viral last week that seems to be pretty well scrubbed from the internet right now, as Galvin and I were searching for it during the last break. Were you able to come up with it? Oh, there it is, Galvin. Joe's got it. If Joe found it, you know it can't be that well.
It's on Michael Rappaport's Instagram.
All right, I think I reposted it from that.
Do we know, does he swear at all or no?
He does a lot.
Okay, well,
yeah,
then
so
we
can't play the audio, yeah.
All right.
So, but if you watch Bone TV, you could see the guy. The guy has been identified as James Carone, a 55-year-old man from Palm Harbor, Florida. And he, I can't tell, but he looks like he's a large man, like maybe a six-footer, and he's bald, and he is intimidating looking. And the story is that he's got a pickup truck and flags on his car and might have been a Trump supporter, and somebody gave him a hard time. And it's supposed to be a teenage girl. I have not seen the girl, nor have I been able to verify. The guy reminds me a lot of Frankie from Cafe Chibo, body-wise. He's
right.
A big dude. So he gets out of the car for whatever this girl said to him or whatever gesture or whatever the case is. So he got out and got right in her face, and she is unfazed altogether. She is videoing the whole time, and she does not care, and he is trying to instigate her to make a move, to do a little bit of a touch so
me.
That he
touch
can...
Me.
Yeah,
he
keeps saying that because he wants to hit her. And I don't know that he would have hit her. I can't say that he would have, but he is very aggressive. And he is very insulting, and he uses terms that we can't use on the radio. And it got pretty heated. I watched the video, and I just kind of was like a typical douchebag and blew it off. He didn't touch the girl, but he wanted to really bad. And he's probably got some anger issues. And you knew if she had it on video, it was a matter of time before he was identified.
Sure.
And as a result, James Carone of Palm Harbor has been fired from his job. His job at Energy Systems released a tweet that said that they, fully support their standards and morals. And he, you know, in personal time and in work time, and they ended up letting the guy go. Which I got to tell you, people are saying it's unfair. I think that if that was a guy who was easily identified with me, I'd want to separate myself from him too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did go a little overboard. But my question is that what happened prior? I want to know, like, we're able to make all these judgments. I mean, we're judging it based on what we saw, but we don't know what happened prior. And I think that he deserves an opportunity to say, hey, this is what she said that really made me mad.
Or, right, you know, but my question is, what is he going to tell us that would justify what he did?
Nothing. Absolutely
right,
nothing.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
He can say, I'm going to make this up. I don't even know that this guy has kids. I'm making this up. He says, I had a baby who died last year, and I'm still going through a lot of anger issues for that, and every time I have an opportunity to lash out at somebody, I manifest through that. You know, he may have an excuse for acting like a lunatic. Not that it is excusable, not that he's going to get away with anything, but he may have something. He may say, I'm messed up in the head, or I got anger problems. You know what I mean? He may he may have something to say, and I don't know that he's had that opportunity. I know he's probably been contacted by everybody because every profile he has on everything has been taken down, including his LinkedIn profile, which is probably where he got busted for where he works. That's the problem that you have. If you and I think he was like a supervisor too. So if you were, what it said online, hold on, I have it here. It said online that he made, you know, over $100,000, and that he had a good job, and he had worked at this place for some time. And I don't know any of that to be true. It was all the stuff that came out that was available on My Life, which had all of his information. But I would imagine there's somebody in our listening audience, if not this guy himself, who would like to speak on his behalf, would like to be able to tell his side of the story. I don't think that there's anything. He didn't threaten the girl to where it would be an assault charge. You know what I mean? He was having a conversation that got heated, and he was maybe a bit of an instigator. But there was no crime that was actually committed here. So I don't know that he has anything to fear now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that there's
legal
anything.
Legal repercussions?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything legal that's going to come
if
out.
If she says that she was traumatized by it, it's a possibility.
She can say whatever she wants. I mean, you're allowed to yell at somebody and not worry if that traumatizes them.
But there's been crazier lawsuits that have been won.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know that this man is worth a whole bunch of money that'd be worth trying to sue him for, you know? So, but I want to know what she did and to instigate it all. Clearly, she was the one who started it, right?
Maybe not.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not.
Well, it got his attention.
Maybe she had a Biden sticker on her car or something that he swerved at her.
He said something to her.
You know, who knows? We have no idea who started it.
All I can tell you is, as violent as this video is, it really shows you how beautiful Florida is. Even because while all this is going on, the sun's setting in the background on the beach. It's so nice. I don't know. Yeah.
I'd say it makes him angrier that she is just laughing and keeping her calm. She's like, bye, baby, and all this stuff. And,
which, we talked about it earlier, people who have never been punched in the face, not saying that she should be punched in the face at all, but she talks to him like there's no way he could hit her. And I'm letting you know right now, people, anybody can be hit. Not that it's right or wrong, but it happens all the time, and you can't do that. You can't go up to a bear and go, oh, I bet you want honey. I have honey. You can't get it. Ha, 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 and laugh in his face because you're going to get punched in the face. Like, that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's for sure going to happen. And if that guy, you know, if he does have some sort of pressing mental issue and she kept pushing and pushing and pushing, he's going to get to a point where he snaps.
And he was at least smart enough. All the stuff he did wrong, at least he didn't hit her.
But if you watch that video, there's a couple of times where he loses that fake smile and he's like, he wants to hit her so bad.
Touch me.
Yeah. If that video took place in Russia, the ending would have been
Russia, I would give you Georgia.
It's
Georgia.
No, I'm sorry.
I noticed when she points out that he's bald, that really got him going.
Oh, yeah.
Bald, and then...
But does he not know that he's bald?
No, but don't be a wise ass. Don't, you know what I'm saying? It's like Galvin said, you're looking at it, you're like, yeah, you're tough now with your phone and your big mouth, but if I slapped you across the face, you wouldn't say another word, you'd be crying. And you want to do that so bad, but you know that you can.
Right, you get some crazy guy who slaps you in the mouth, and you're like, I got it all on video, and then he eats your phone in front of you, and then he rips your legs off, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, what are you going to do then?
It's a whole different story.
That's why I always go live. Somebody's watching it, somebody's capturing it somewhere. I don't know, but I would like the opportunity to talk to this guy, and I can't see why he wouldn't talk, because there doesn't seem to be anything legal going on there.
Yeah.
And he does have the right to defend himself against all these douchebag celebrities who are coming out and showing the video, and I'd kick your ass if I saw you. No, Billy Baldwin, you wouldn't. Billy Baldwin hasn't kicked anybody's ass without the help of his three brothers. So, there's guys like that who are just making things worse. Then the other guy ended up losing his job. Was that worth it?
Was that
smart on their end to get rid of him?
I mean, the fact that he was identified as working for that company, and you see a situation like that, you're probably like, we really don't need him dealing with these people or doing anything. So, you know, you hate to see somebody lose their job, but you put yourself in a position like that where a situation could arise where you could lose your job. Yeah. And you got to think about that. If you pull your truck over and stop to argue with a teenage girl, nobody's going to go, man, that was great. Here's $10 million. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always going to be bad stuff that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's true. And if you are the business owner, you do want to separate yourself from that. It's just, I just thought it was pretty interesting that there's nobody coming forward to this guy and saying, well, hold on a second, you know, and trying to defend him in any way.
I mean, I think if that was any of us, we'd probably be let go, I would assume.
I don't know.
Just yelling at somebody?
Yeah. If I got called out by Cox and I said, oh, but let me tell you what she did to me, and I came up with a good answer and a good reason, they might go, okay, well, that's uncalled for and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if they'd be so quick to fire me.
I mean, I think it'd have to be a really good reason.
The website, My Life, that has all of his information on it, is evidently allowed to be edited by people, like kind of like Wikipedia is. Because the summary on James Crone says, James Crone has no hair, and capital letters. James is 55 years old and was born March 20th, 1965, although his voice cracks like a 13-year-old boy.
Jeez.
All right, well, if somebody wants to get the information to him and let him know that I'd be willing to fairly interview that guy, I'm definitely interested in doing that.
I have to imagine it's out there, but if it's not, somebody please make the Touch Me remix. Touch me.
James's net worth is around $100,000 to $250,000 with a yearly income of about $150,000 to $175,000. And then it says in parentheses, well, at least it used to be. He also threatened a 19-year-old girl in public. He hasn't been touched in a very long time and I really, really want you to touch him.
I bet that girl wrote this.
He's hateful, bald, and a spitter, and a homophobic. Run. Emphasis on bald. He's also likes to attempt to drive over people backwards. Now that part I didn't see on the information. I don't know that he necessarily.
Yeah, no. I think whenever she goes to get his license plate, I think he backs up.
Oh, is that what happened?
I believe. I'm not sure.
That's not an attempt to run somebody over.
Well, yeah.
All right. The other thing I wanted to talk about was, and I reposted this. Barstool Sports over the weekend pointed out something that is a huge mystery to me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I am not very religious, but I do enjoy the new Pope, and I do follow him on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I did not notice this myself until Barstool pointed it out. Barstool had a girl on the show that used to be like a Maxim-type model or whatever, and there is a picture of her in a schoolgirl outfit, clearly a porn-type picture, where her skirt is hiked up really high and you could see her full ass, and she's dressed as a young schoolgirl getting something out of her locker in high school. And they pointed out that among the hundreds of thousands of likes that it got, one of them was from the official verified account of the Pope.
That's right.
How is that an accident?
Oh, it's not.
I mean, the Pope's got to be smart enough to not do that.
I mean,
right?
Is he even running his Instagram? I
would think so.
See, I imagine it's some young cardinal or some bishop or even an intern is running
marketing
it.
Marketing department?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Who accidentally was on his phone scrolling on the Pope's account.
How do you accidentally get on the Pope's account and accidentally go to this girl's site and accidentally like her?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
lot of accidents.
It is. I think the major accident was just that he was – I just think whoever this person was didn't realize he was on the Pope's profile, and then by the time he liked it or she liked it, it's too late. There's no going back.
I do know sometimes because I have access to the Bone Instagram,
yeah.
And sometimes I'll be scrolling through things, realizing I'm scrolling through under
on theirs.
You know, the wrong one. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you can unlike it, Spanish.
Yeah, but think about this. Yeah, I mean, I imagine that there are tons of people that are looking at this girl's Natagata's thing. I mean, I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
And once you, like, if I was scrolling and I saw that, the first thing I would do is take a screenshot. And so once you, you know, once you like it, I got to imagine people instantly are like, Franciscus?
Yeah.
Yes?
I don't, on my personal Instagram, I don't like a lot of slut models. But on the show Instagram, I like them all for sure. yeah, not for any reason other than the fact that that's where it belongs. You know what I mean?
By the way, I liked
something of Holly Saunders the other day, and she wrote me back.
Oh.
She had a picture of her. Holly Saunders is my favorite chick with porn face.
Who is Holly Saunders?
Holly Saunders used to be on the Golf Channel. We've talked about it.
Okay.
She's got real made up, like plastic surgery, but she looks really hot with it, you know?
Yeah.
And she's married to Vegas Dave, or she's engaged to him. Right. I don't know if they got married. But she had something. She did something, and she looked so hot. And I commented, and I wrote, "Sweet Mother of God with little fireballs." And she wrote me back little hearts. And I was like, "Ooh, did we just get engaged? I think we did.
Probably.
Yeah. Just get engaged."
Gio, we need to find out about this. So Sean Avery wrote his book and his autobiography called Icecapades, and we had him on the show to talk about it. And he is one of my favorite people in life, but mostly on social media. But he is promoting a new book called Offside, but it has the same cover as Icecapade. So I don't know if they re-released his book or if they added more stuff in there or what, but if you can look into that, that would be awesome because I can't seem to figure it out. His thing, Avery, also is that he would go up to – he's a former hockey player, played for the Rangers and a bunch of other – the Red Wings and a bunch of other teams, but he was a real instigator. And he would go up to people in New York while he's walking through the city that were violating bike lane laws and, you know, both bikers and cars driving in the bike lane. And he would just be completely abusive. Like, I just thought one day we're going to see a video of some giant guy getting out of his car and beating Sean Avery.
Or somebody just shooting him in the face.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's got a new thing since there's not a lot of people driving. There is the street sweepers that come through every once in a while. People not getting out of the street sweeper's way. Oh, it's fantastic. Because you have alternate side of the road parking, and they come and they pick up the garbage on certain days, and then they clean the streets on certain days. And once the street sweeper goes by and the garbage is gone, you can go back and park in that space. And it's real hard to get a space in New York. So people will just kind of like lurk in the intersection until it passes by, but they just back up traffic for... So he just walks up to people in the cars and now he's yelling at them through their windows. So eventually we will see him get beat up on Snapchat or Instagram or whatever it is. But it's been fantastic to watch.
So the other guy, that James guy, the bald guy, there is a remix. Gio sent me that there is, I guess, a remix from the Doors. If you want to take a listen to this real quick with his Touch Me.
You're in my face. You know what? I'm gonna knock that phone out of your hand.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now.
Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. Your f***ing hand up.
Yeah? Have another one.
Who's the girl? That's what I want to know.
Need to be removed from the gene pool because you're too f***ing stupid to be alive.
Yeah, I don't know.
You do have to cut it off at the end.
I stopped it there.
Okay. I mean, how do we find out who the girl is, and how do we get her on the show? Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk to her, too. Come on, you guys want to fight at the Punch-Out?
Oh.
Maybe that girl's father wants to fight this guy at the Punch-Out.
Right.
Awesome.
Or maybe she would just like to call and give us the information. In the meantime, let's go to line one. Good morning, Crazy Patty. How are you?
All I want for Christmas is you.
Spanish.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Mike, I have an idea for a Christmas celebration.
Yes, Insane Patricia, what do you have?
Okay, we, meaning you and your crew, me, Samantha, Medicine Man, go Christmas caroling in the studio and to the other phone members like Drew, Raymond, Garabo, house. And then we collect money, and the advertisers, too. We can't leave them out. And then the money we collect for our caroling goes to Kale's Family Foundation.
So you're saying you, Medicine Man, and who else?
And Samantha, my bride, my new friend, and all you guys. Pat,
nope.
Carmen, Gio, Galvin.
Pass.
Why don't you join the Strokes cover band?
So you want you and Medicine Man and your friend that drives you around to go and spit and talk to all these people with COVID-19 going on, just show up at random people and say, hello, Walsh Roofing, we're going to sing carols to you.
Nope.
We wish you a merry... spitting your COVID in their face. Get out of here.
And you're coming with Galvin.
You no, to... no, I'm not. Didn't you hear me say pass?
Come
that means
on,
pass.
Galvin. Don't be a bah humbug.
Mm.
Don't be a Scrooge McSmartenstein.
Yeah.
Patty, I think Galvin's right on this one. It's probably not the best year for going door to door. Maybe you could do something virtual. Okay, go ahead.
The Pope is very corrupt. The Pope, the Vatican is very corrupt, unfortunately.
I don't know where that came from, but listen to me. Maybe you and Medicine Man can get together and do something virtually?
I would love to, but I lost his phone number.
Oh, we'll be happy to give that to you. But you have you and Medicine Man, and then it was really like a trio at Avocado, but now that he's passed away, yeah. you got to find somebody new for that group.
I need to find a guitarist.
Yeah. Yeah, you
okay.
do.
May I suggest Karaoke Robert?
Where's he been, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he's dead for sure.
No, he's killed. I believe that.
Probably.
Karaoke Rob, are you around? Hey, is Marine Rob the guy with the really bad breath?
Yeah.
The drunk guy that was at Drew's bowling tournament?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I heard him call Drew's show the other day. I'm like, why does that sound familiar? Yeah. Okay, well, let's find somebody that could sing, Patty. We want to hold auditions.
He is Marine Rob, but his breath is Special Forces.
What?
You're the genius in the operation.
I know, but maybe I'll hold auditions and I'll try and find somebody. You know, it'd be great if we can get the guy that yells at everybody. You can't sing. Yeah. You don't know carols. Oh, yeah. You don't know Burl Ives. You don't know Burl Ives.
Crazy George.
Yeah, Crazy George.
Crazy George, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Insane Patricia.
Bon voyage. Bon revoir.
Say it again?
No, I already hung up. Yeah, she said Beau Rivage.
Beau Rivage.
Beau Rivage.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good,
I'm just checking in with you. I was talking to you last week about these custom rock and roll shoes I do, and I sent pictures.
Yeah,
dude. I don't know if they ever showed them to you.
Your son sent it over. They're fantastic.
So I'm starting. I just finished the Rolling Stones. I did a pair of shoes to the song Shattered. So Shattered's on the other one to the Some Girls album. And I'm rolling these out, and I'm trying to get them out for people to see them. But, you know, I'm not great on the business end, but I'm good on the artistic end.
You really are. I thought they were really nice. Like, they were the kind of shoes that I think my son would wear. Oh, hello?
I'm sorry.
You were feeding back.
Go ahead.
They were the kind of shoes I think my son's age group would find appealing, and I bet you some rockers who were into those bands would buy them as well, either for, you know, for show or, you know, like to wear to the concerts or whatever. I really liked them. Like, Calvin, remember the AC/DC one had, like, pictures of AC/DC on it on the front? They weren't like that, at least not the ones that I saw. They had designs on them. And they were really professional looking. Like, that's something that I think you could open up a website and actually start selling, sir.
Yeah, I work with a fabric paint, and I paint them directly on with a real fine brush. It's a special, you know, I used to do them in marker, and I do them in fabric.
So each one of those is one of a kind, then, right?
Yeah, my wife's from Colombia, South America, and so, like, I'm doing her a pair of shoes for, like, Shakira. You know, some of the Latin. So basically, we're hitting all the genres, even country music and everything.
What would you charge for a pair of those?
Well, they say they're time consuming. I have people buy the shoes, and it's like $400, and they're just one of a kind. And I sign them, so they're actual artworks, and then we spray them with this special spray that protects them. So basically, if you spill anything on them, you just wipe them off.
Yeah, I have to say it. I was very impressed when I saw them. You need to get a better Instagram and get all your stuff on there so people can see them.
Get on
Etsy, anything like that, because what's going to happen is people are going to start commissioning you to, you know, make sneakers for them with certain designs, and you can charge more than that. I mean, you get these kids. These kids are selling. You know, these kids are selling mass-produced Nikes for 50 times what they're actually selling them for. So there's a whole market for that.
I know.
Yeah, tell your kid to hit me up again. I'd like to get some more information and see if maybe I can help you move along.
Yeah, I do. I'll send you a picture of my latest Rolling Stone shoes.
Yeah.
And I'll have them send them to you.
All right,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm working a whole roll, but I'm kind of getting into a few color ones. I really like the black and whites because they're kind of really retro in a way.
Yeah, you know? In order for you to appeal to the younger kids, I think you're going to need to do more color and more. I'm telling you right now, you make one of those shoes with Travis Scott on it and his logos or whatever, and you'll sell those for $1,000.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, hit me up on the email. I'll try and help you out.
I'll send you a picture of my Stone shoes, of my latest ones, and yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, sir. Galvin, I would crap on them if they were bad. They were really
nice. Carmen just pulled them up and showed me the black and white ones.
The black and white ones is what I thought was cool.
Yeah, and then a picture of him with Steven Tyler.
Yeah, I really thought that he did a good job. And I thought if you had a rapper with his custom shoes with his logo on or whatever,
they
would go crazy. The rapper wears them one time,
right?
And then the kids all want to buy them, and he's doing them all by hand. They're one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just thought it was really good. And also, I watched a lot of Shark Tank yesterday, so I feel like I'm in the business
mode.
You're
ready to invest?
Yeah, I'm ready to get these businesses off the ground. remember Three Brothers Pizza that I loved, then had a problem with, then loved again?
Yeah.
They forgave me, and we became friends again.
Right.
Those guys had a fire in their restaurant, and the landlord where they were, had their place is not, I think from what I'm gathering of the information, not being very cooperative, and that's why they haven't reopened over there. They have another location, but they've since, the one thing I like about these guys is they don't stop. They've opened up other businesses, and one of them is a car dealing place, which I've used before. They do a great job. They did the Hummer. They did the Sprinter. And they're doing a Christmas Village over in Keystone. So I'll tell you about that as it gets a little closer, where you can go and do ice skating, and they have food trucks and all that stuff. I think everybody's going to very much be into Christmas this year because of the COVID. The big movement is to really over-celebrate the holidays because we've kind of gotten screwed this whole year. And I know that for the first time, I've actually noticed them putting up Christmas lights like in my development and in my neighborhood. And stuff went up real early this year. And I think right after Thanksgiving, they're going to flip the switch and you're looking at, a month of Christmas.
Sure.
Which I think everybody will appreciate. I think everybody needs a little bit of a break. And to have, I know there's people do things for Christmas all the time, putting up trees and having carolers and stuff, but these guys are going to be right over here in Keystone, and they're going to sell Christmas trees, and they're going to have that synthetic ice that you can go over there and do ice skating, and I think that's something that the kids will dig. So I'll give you more info as that comes closer. That's all part of my Shark Tank. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the fact that we're not in studio right now, I guess there's no need for Carmen to produce a goddamn Winter Wonderland.
That is true, Gio, although I do want to take the tree and set it up here in my studio. I want a goddamn Winter Wonderland in this room for sure. It's so cold in here, it'll feel more accurate.
That's what I was going to say. Should we get some snow in there? Or you get some? Put some snow in the...
In this room?
Yeah.
No, I don't need... I've had some guests try to sniff it. Let me talk to Samantha real quick. Samantha is Crazy Patty's new best friend. Hi, Samantha. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I heard we're going Christmas caroling.
Samantha, surprisingly normal for somebody who is hanging out with Crazy Patty.
I love her. I think she's adorable. I'm so happy. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for letting me go that night. I did have a blast.
I'm glad you came. It was a fun time. And the truth is Crazy Patty is definitely crazy, but she's a sweet old lady. Like, there's nothing you wouldn't
she's
like
harmless.
About her. Yeah, she's totally harmless, and she's, like, I'm not about to do this, but if Crazy Patty came to my house, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, she knows where I live, you know what I mean? But if she, she's very much like the crazy aunt everybody had.
Yeah, she was so nice when the hurricane came, she called, and she was like, you have a generator, you can help, come stay with me, and I was like, oh, you're so sweet.
I think that's her biggest problem. I think her biggest problem is she's just lonely, and her husband's so unemotional that she's just bored and wants to have friends.
Well, we did get to meet her. She did come into my store that night or that weekend. So I did get to meet the husband.
Oh, are we surprised by how normal he is?
Yeah, he was actually pretty nice.
First time I met him, he came up to me. He goes, hey, Mike, I'm Crazy Patty's husband. And I went, well, that's got to be tough to say. It's got to be tough to look in the mirror and admit. All right, Samantha, thank you. And thank you for being nice to Crazy Patty.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, anytime, guys. I'll see you soon, hopefully.
All right. Take it easy. There you go. Galvin?
Yeah?
The mystery is over. Remember when I did stand-up and Gio pretended he liked it and then he didn't like it and Spanish said it was good and nobody really knew what to believe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's up on our Facebook page if you want to go watch it.
Oh. What?
I put it right out there. My nuts on the line. And I will tell you, there is a joke that dies, and the reason why is because I couldn't remember the second part of it. Mm. So all you get is the first line. And then
set him up.
I set him up, and then I bailed out on it and went to something else. I thought I moved it along pretty good. But not before Gary Cannon got up there and goes, how many people walked out after that joke? It's up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMikeCaltis Show, my full set from that Friday night. And feel free to leave your comments and do whatever you want to do. It's not going to hurt my feelings.
I now feel like my positive review will be justified for all to see.
Well, I hope so, Gio, now that you've changed your review to positive. I hope
not
everybody
true.
Agrees with you.
I was always positive.
Definitely not always positive. Really. Who was pretty mediocre.
Somebody on my personal page said I was originally on Team Gio, but now that I saw it, I think it's funny. let me look. But it's up there, Galvin, if you want to watch it. And I know like maybe when you're taking a poop or something and you have nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. Your friend Kevin said he's been whacking it to it ever since
what?
He saw
oh.
it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, Ben, my buddy Ben, said, a great set. I was on Gio's side until I watched this. Gio's an idiot. This made me laugh. See, Gio, you idiot. all right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up. And then you're about 20 minutes away from getting another keyword and the possibility of winning $1,000 coming up at 10 o'clock. It's a Mike Caltis Show.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.